Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Big Philly. Congratulations on that win yesterday.
Man, it's good to be in my city, the city I own, the city I just lease out to you guys. You're making payments to me. Well, I shouldn't say that. Your actual landlord's name is T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton actually runs the city. He's your mayor. He's your governor. He's your landlord. This is a slum. He's your slumlord is what he is. And he's out there making you pay double in rent during a pandemic. He's like, pandemic, I don't care, man. Bring me my money, Vernon Hargreaves. Bring me my money, anybody in the secondary. I mean, I haven't even thrown for like 100 yards to him all year. And as soon as we got to play, he goes, Big Philly, I know you don't like throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field. I know the deal. I know you like to just kind of keep it to the big fellas. Throw it to tight ends, Big Pittman, throwing the running backs out of the backfield. But my man, and he came, and I give him a lot of respect, man. He came to me man to man and says, I burned these guys like 240 a game. And I was like, there's no way, man. Stop hyperbolizing this stuff on me. So I looked it up, man, and I was like, wait, what? This guy has more yards a game against the Houston Texans than any receiver has against any team in the history of football. They used to play quadruple option with no receivers. They used to have leather helmets. They used to play in nothing but mud in the back of a meatpacking business, and women, I think, maybe played at some point during a world war. And you're going to tell me this is the stat? And I'm like, all right, man, I'll throw to you. But man, I'm just letting you know I don't have as much juice on the ball like I used to have. And then I used to be able to whip it, man. I had a rocket arm. And then, you know, after a while, it's kind of down to like an average arm now. And I'll be damned. Oh, my, hold on a second. Dear God, I'm really sorry I used the D word. Apologize. And I will make sure and repent, all right? Amen. Thank you also for the game I had yesterday. Thank you for letting me play the Texans. I appreciate you putting me in this division with garbage teams like the Titans, Lord, and the Texans and the Jaguars. It really makes my last few years very easy. All right, back to the other thing. I was like, man, I'm going to go to him. And he was right, man. He's wide open all the time. And when I threw it there, it's like, it was like candy. I could have gone for 300 to him alone, but then Frank Reich, and I may listen, I like Frank, but we got to throw the ball more. This is ridiculous. I mean, we start running the ball in the fourth quarter. I'm like, Frank, man, let me go to work. Let me go to work on them. And, but, you know, Big Philly comes out with another W. And we did it, man. I mean, we're fast-tracking to the Super Bowl right now.
Well,
how y'all feeling, man? Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me flip this interview around because I just got done having a delicious breakfast. It's called Breakfast of Champions. Whenever we win, I have it. It's going to be 3 eggs. It's going to be a piece of sausage. It's going to be 2 pieces of bacon, a dry toast, and I have some oatmeal and a glass of chocolate milk. That's what I had. I'm wondering what the breakfast of choice is for you when you got a quarterback who can't even handle a snap. He had a fumble. I'll tell me about the center, man. I just need to know, can you make a play? You're supposed to be this great athlete. I mean, Watson got down there and choked. How y'all feel about losing that game? That's got to feel good, man.
Well.
Woo!
Well, congratulations. The Texans were going to beat you, and then you're going to fall behind, and the Titans beat your ass last week. And then you're going to help, and you're going to stay behind them. But the Texans gifted
you. Where
are
you at?
That was,
hey, let me ask you a question.
That was Nick Martin, not Deshaun.
Who are y'all going to pick in the first round? Who are you going to pick in the second round? Nobody. You're going to get worse. JJ doesn't even want to be there. JJ is on the field. He's like, Big Philly, can I get to the Colts? I said, no, Big Dog. You ain't got nothing left. You can't play for us, Big Dog. I let him know. I'm tired of that phone. He always saluting and all this stuff. JJ likes to play the role. Take that thing off your elbow. You got hurt back in 2012. He's running around with that thing on his elbow like a pro wrestler. You're not a pro wrestler. You got one guy who is like I've met youth pastors more aggressive than Whitney Merciless. I've met youth pastors more aggressive than him. And then you got this fake wrestling guy, JJ Watts. I'm telling you what, man, that guy's up there trying to turn himself into some. Hey, man, maybe he didn't see. Wrestling guys ain't good guys no more. They're bad guys. Sorry, JJ. Why don't you let people see the real you when you're running around doing all your stuff that you're trying to do for people? Like, oh, man, this JJ's a great guy. That guy's stealing money. What? He's stealing money from
you. I thought he played for you as much as he was in your backfield yesterday. What are you talking about? By the way, he sacked you, and then he smoked a joint right after. I don't know if you saw that.
He's not a good. Well, maybe he's trying to rebrand. Maybe because the good guy act ain't working no more. So maybe he's rebranding so he can be Stone Cold. I'm just telling you this much. I had Lorraine and Clark, and then a third. I got a guy at left tackle. I didn't even know his name. I'm like, left tackle. What are you doing? I had to say that to him. And then he ended up blocking JJ. And then the Whitney guy, he got blocked. I mean, do you understand? I put the game on my right toe. I put the game on my toe and made plays. I'm about to lose this toe. I think I lost it breaking it off in the Texans' rear end is where I think I broke off my right toe. But all I know is I was making winning play. Let me tell you something. Woo! I'm telling you right now, nothing tastes better than chocolate milk. I don't care what they say. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you've ever had cereal like Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Krispies and you pour a big old glass of milk, and it's my favorite thing to do. I just let it sit there. And it's just like, oh, yeah. It's like whenever you got a big old pot of chili and you're letting everything marry together and marry until the flavors all come together. And I'll sit there and I'll just spoon out the cereal that's soggy and old, and I throw it to my dog, and then I just sit there and drink what I call homemade chocolate milk. And I mean, oh, wow, that's unbelievable. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, if I were in Houston, what would I be drinking right now? Probably some type of soy crap that no one cares about because it tastes terrible because my team's a big losing team, as always. Where's that guy y'all had last time that used to yell and carry on and throw fits on the field? Where'd that guy go with the thing in his face?
I don't know if you heard.
Where is he?
They fired him. Okay.
I thought somebody's grandpa was out there with a mask on. They had some grandpa out there, head coach now. I'm like, where'd they get him?
Hey, Big Philly, is North Carolina State QBU now?
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing. I'm the greatest quarterback to ever come out of North Carolina State. That's without a doubt. People like Russell Wilson came out of, we ran Russell out. We would just run him off, and he went to Wisconsin, and you see what he's doing now, loser. And, you know, Glennon, I don't claim Glennon.
Well, he's a handsome man, that Glennon.
Think about this, though. We got a 1-2 punch, me and Jacoby. He's a short-yardage specialist. I'm the guy that's flinging it all over field in MVP consideration right now, and I couldn't be happier. One of my best seasons, MVP, winning with – I don't have much around me, and yet I'm still making plays. I'm still winning. Sometimes I do it despite some questionable coaching decisions. I'm a guy who rises above it. And, you know, I heard – what's his name? The guy with the Dabo. Oh, he's a Michael Jordan of quarterbacks. This guy, Deshaun, what? Michael Jordan of quarterbacks? Michael Jordan won titles. He was 6-0. Deshaun ain't even got the 6 wins this year. Come on, man. What are we talking about? Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan didn't lose. Hey, Michael Jordan didn't lose to a third-string left tackle? Michael Jordan's losing a third-string left tackle? Come on, man. Yo, I'm the Michael Jordan of football right here. Big Philly is the Michael Jordan of football. I'm always – sometimes you always see me. I try to talk so much trash. You ever see me on them wired-up segments when I get fired up? I'm like, hey, JJ Willard, look what you're doing. I'm holding his head. Like, you know what I mean? I get in guys' heads like that. I get fired up. I'm like, woo! And I get real fired up, make plays. They love me all mic'd up because they also don't have to bleep me out because I don't say curses.
Right. No, that's true. They do love you. I'm mic'd up.
Isn't that great, man? Yeah. Y'all got a team that's won. How many games y'all won?
Well, 4.
That's how many draft picks you have this year. Y'all have 4 picks.
How in the for each win. How in the world are you? But Russell Wilson has 32 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers has 36. Mahomes has 31. You got 18. How are you an MVP consideration?
Because the game plans are different, nummy. That's why I call people who are dummies and numbskulls. Nummies. And that's what you
Deshaun's
are.
Deshaun's got 24.
Oh, man. man. Do you even see what Big Philly's doing out there from a leadership standpoint? They let those guys fired up. They're playing spread offenses and whatever. I'm in a run-first, run-oriented offense, and I'm managing games like a champion. That's what I'm doing. If they let me cut it loose, oh, Big Philly right now would be right now in the 30-touchdown range. Man. Without question. Not even close.
Man, I mean, you're 18-9.
Defense, man.
Last year, you were 23-20. You're like Jameis Winston. That's what that is. That ain't MVP.
You mean whenever I had a bad elbow?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to try to throw anyone into grease, but there's a reason I got out of there as fast as I could. Those guys couldn't play anymore. They are done. Keenan Allen is done. Mike Williams is done.
Wow. They're having that great years.
Done.
They're having great years with Justin Herbert. That dude's got beautiful hair.
Was great. Yeah. Justin was great yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Wash your face, clean it up, grow up, and then come back and see me when you're not getting beat 45 points by a guy who wears a scarf in post-game press conferences. He got beat by a 1950s actress.
He's
Cam Newton.
A babushka.
My gosh, man. I've never seen anything like that.
Why don't you dress like that after the games? That's called style.
You know what I wear? I wear some boots. I wear something comfortable, and I get ready to go play with my kids whenever I get home. When we get home, I intentionally make them come out there and deal with cover zero blitzes so that they can do what to their team's defenses, what the Raiders did. You said the Raiders did? Greg Williams, man, stop throwing games. That's terrible.
That is
like you coach for the Texans.
He might be the next head coach. You don't know. You don't know.
Hey, y'all didn't pay that center that made that snap. Y'all didn't pay him money, right? Oh. Is he cut yet?
He's the third highest paid center in the league.
That's funny, because you know who's number one? Ryan Kelly, my center. The winning center. Another draft pick spent on a loser.
You best
That's great. Y'all did great.
You best watch yourself. You got the Texans again now in a couple weeks.
Listen, dear sweet Jesus, Lord, heaven above and Mary, I pray and thank you for all your blessings you've given me. You gave me Keenan when he was good. You gave me a bunch of little running backs that I could throw to out of the backfield, like Danny Woodhead. It was real. I was real blessed there. I got to have Antonio Gates for halfway all of eternity. And now you send me to the Colts with T.Y. I got Mike Pittman. But mostly, Lord, thank you for blessing me with this atrocious secondary and defensive front that I can check into run plays and get 15 to 20 yards, because I've never seen anybody but me checking a running plays that actually gain yards, but I can do it. Thanks for letting me have the Jaguars on a regular basis. Thanks for letting me have the Titans on a regular basis. But mostly, God, thank you for giving me this secondary that the Texans have built with a bunch of fake draft picks who've been cut by everybody else so that I can wear their tail out with T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of nobody. I continue, Lord, to play above the talent around me, and you bless me as the Michael Jordan, Oscar Robertson, LeBron James, and also John Stockton of basketball, of football. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do, but mostly thank you for letting me play the Texans a second time this year so I can bust 400 on them and get another win. Your servant in Christ, Big Philly Rivers, amen.